Victoria Joyce, Hollywood correspondent from Sugar Buzz Magazine, here talking to Texas Terry on her return engagement to the Redwood Bar and Grill downtown Los Angeles. So, well, let's start at the beginning. What were your earliest rock and roll memories, Texas Terry?
Earliest rock and roll memories was Nancy Sinatra's White Boots. And these boots were made for walking on the album cover. And my the Rolling Stones 12x5 album cover.
Excellent.
And James Brown.
James Brown. And that was in Texas where you grew up, right?
Yeah.
Okay.
Austin.
What were the key events in your life that you can attribute you to wanting to be a rock and roll artist?
Oh, the glamour, of course. I don't know, man. I don't know if it's a blessing or a curse. I think it's just something you're born with.
Okay.
I just had entertainment in my blood.
Mm-hmm.
And
anyone else in your family in showbiz?
No.
No?
I mean, my dad thought he was a comedian, and he was pretty funny.
Uh-huh.
But he never did it professionally. No, there's no professional entertainers.
Okay. Going to your songwriting, are the lyrics autobiographical, fictional, or a mix of just a good story to be told?
Well, I mean, I worked with this guy named Demon Boy, Don Demon Boy Solerso, for years and years when I had Texas Terry the Stifflins. And he was like my Keith Richards guitar player dude.
Yeah.
And he wrote a lot of the lyrics that, like a situation, that was a situation of his.
Uh-huh.
Yeah. So, but, you know, it's like he used to collect a lot of things I would say, and he would write poetry out of them and put them in the song. He said, well, you know what, these are words that you said, so I got it started for you, and then I would finish writing the songs.
Very good.
And it's about, a lot of it's like tongue-in-cheek, and, you know, like I used to, what's that one song? To the Top.
Mm-hmm.
I used to always go, yeah, we're going to go to the top, baby, to the top.
Yeah.
So then he wrote the song, to the top of what?
Because
he was the dark guy. I was always the positive guy.
Uh-huh.
And then on Burgers and Fries, You're Not Alive.
Mm-hmm.
The song was really called You're Not Alive, but I told him, wow, this would go great in a Burger King commercial. Burgers and Fries. Burgers and Fries. And he's like, I'm never putting any of my songs in a burger commercial or any commercial. And I'm like, oh, so you'd rather work at fucking Guitar Center the rest of your life. I said, it would be hilarious if some huge corporation paid us a shitload of money to live, do things that we wanted to go be these wild, badass rock and rollers.
Yeah.
And
a lot of great punk songs show up in ads.
Well, yeah, but it's so funny, and I'm like, could you imagine they're supporting our insanity? You know, but he was just like, now he thinks differently about it. But, you know, back then I'm like, what, do you want to work at a fucking pawn shop or Guitar Center? But
who are some of the songwriters that you admire? Who are like your favorites,
influences? I want to talk about Oh Yeah. The song Oh Yeah.
Uh-huh.
I wrote all those words because that's my favorite song.
Okay.
And I want my Oh Yeah life back. It's about when life is easy and everybody's just roaming around having fun and hanging out and... Yeah, baby.
Uh-huh.
Really cool. Some of my favorite songwriters, well, you know, like, same thing. Like, I love James Brown. I love Rolling Stones. I love Iggy Pop's fucking great.
Yeah.
Dead Boys.
Yeah.
Those are, like, some of my major influences.
Okay. Do you play any instruments?
Badly. I play guitar badly, but I play just enough to write down little song ideas because I'm pretty much in charge. I'm pretty much a solo artist at this point in time. I wish I played... I'm just not a natural at these string instruments, and I really struggle. I finally just gave into open tuning, so So now I can write songs better with the open tuning and stuff. But I think when I get back to Germany, I'm going to get a keyboard, because I hear these one notes in my mind, and that way I can kind of write the song idea with just single notes on piano, and then I can figure it out on a guitar.
Sure.
It's chords, or somebody else can that mm-hmm. actually plays guitar.
Mm-hmm.
I think that would be much easier for me. So I think I would try that, because that's like, I'm hoping next lifetime, because I'm a very independent woman,
mm-hmm.
and having to depend on others,
mm-hmm.
you know, I mean, I wish I was one of those people that was a natural at technology, so I could just learn that computer recording program,
mm-hmm.
one of those recording programs really quickly. And I wish that I could just play all the instruments myself, because I hear them in my mind, but I cannot transfer it to the instruments.
Mm-hmm.
So it's really frustrating for me. And then, you know, you only get, like, unless you meet somebody that you really have chemistry with,
okay.
that can read your mind and feel what you feel,
uh-huh.
You only get the song so much the way you want it by
right.
working with others.
Sure.
Yeah.
Now, you moved to Europe a couple years ago. What lured you to Berlin?
It was easy to work. It was easier to move to Berlin than to Stockholm, and that's how I ended up in Berlin.
Uh-huh.
And Berlin is in Europe, and that was my main objective.
Mm-hmm. What can you tell us about the rock and roll scene over there?
Same as anywhere else.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it's... to me, it's just always all about the fans, and
yeah.
there's plenty of fans. And the cool thing is, touring is a lot better over there
uh-huh.
than here, because they take care of their bands better.
Yeah.
And I mean, it's exciting for me. I mean, one good thing about living in Berlin, there's a really cool club that's kind of like the CBGBs. I remember the old Al's Bar here in
LA?
Yeah. It's called Wild at Heart.
Mm-hmm.
Really great club, and that's like my home away from home. It's kind of like Lemmy has the Rainbow.
Mm-hmm.
Well, I have Wild at Heart, and then they have a restaurant next door, Tiki Heart. So
mm-hmm.
that, you know, like, you can find Lemmy at the Rainbow when he's in town. Well, when I'm in Berlin, you can find me at Wild at Heart or Tiki Heart. And a lot of really great American bands that I want to see come and play there.
Okay.
So.
Do you speak German? Is language ever a
little bit?
A little bit?
Mm-hmm.
A lot of Europeans speak English, though, right?
Yeah, but I mean, seeing how I run my band and I run everything, and I think in English.
Yeah.
It's really hard for me to just want to go jump. I mean, I guess if I was really just going to live in Germany to become part of the German society, it would be different. But for me, it's. I have to think in English, and it's a very hard language to learn.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't really. I mean, I'm not in Germany that much.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, I'm there like part of the year,
mm-hmm.
but not all of the year. So
mm-hmm.
I don't really practice that much, but I can get by.
Okay.
I did go to school because I had to take it for my immigration stuff.
Yeah.
And now. Now that I passed their test by 1 point, now they gave me an open work permit, so I don't just have to be an artist. But I'm like, well, I kind of don't want to do anything else but be an artist. So
mm-hmm, mm-hmm,
you know,
mm-hmm.
But I mean, I guess that's a good thing.
Yeah, sounds like it.
Looks good at the visa office.
Yeah, it does.
Yeah.
Wayne Kramer of the MC5 made a guest appearance on the Your Lips, My Ass release. What song did he perform, and what were your impressions of him?
He played on Never Shut Up.
Mm-hmm.
It was Never Shut Up, Always Want More. He did a great job. I mean, it was like his old friend of Jack Douglas. So Jack Douglas was in town helping me at that time.
Last week at the Redwood, you played a song which you said was a brand new one. What was the title?
Oh, yeah. We were talking about that.
Right.
It's called Prince Charmer.
Okay.
And I wrote 99% of the music and all of the words.
Mm-hmm.
So that's like one of my new originals.
Uh-huh.
And I have a lot of other ones that I'm working on.
Uh-huh.
So when I go back to Berlin, I'm going to finish them up and figure out how I'm going to record my next record.
Mm-hmm. Okay. And so there is plans for a new album.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Okay. And I'll be writing most of the songs. I mean, I got some cover songs I want to do, but I'm writing most of the music and the words myself to everything.
Okay. What cover songs do you have in mind?
Well, I might cover this one by Demon Boy.
Okay.
From a long time ago. He tried to get me to do it in Texas. Terry, the Stifflins in... I just didn't feel it then, and it's called Cause of a Reject, so I'm going to do a Demon Boy cover, and I haven't really decided. I mean, I would like to do Sonic Reducer and Be Your Dog, because I do that so much in my live set, and I've never recorded it, but I'm not sure how it will come out as a studio recording, because it's such a personality thing, a live personality thing.
Yeah. It's a signature song for you.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. And, I haven't really totally decided on the rest of the cover songs, but I always like to do like two or three cover songs. I usually put them at the end. I'll cover that song $100 that I did live, that I do live. It's by the She-Wolves from New York City. In fact, Gita Gash that will be playing bass with me
right,
in New York City.
Right, you talked about
she
that.
She was in the She-Wolves.
Right. So after Texas, you're going to be in New York.
Yeah.
And that you're going to have an all-girl band
yes,
for the first
I am.
Time. You're very excited about that.
Yes, I am. Cool. And the bass player from the She-Wolves. That you know, so it'll be really fun because she'll be playing $100 with me. And you
very
know,
cool.
She's from the band that she was in.
Okay. And from you're doing another... date in Long Beach tomorrow night?
Yeah, so tomorrow night I do Long Beach, and then next week I move on to Texas because I got a bunch of shows there.
Yeah.
During that South by Southwest week.
Right.
You can look those up.
Okay.
On where are they listed? If you go to my Texas Terry Baum Facebook page and you go to the, I think it's the band info, click on that and it should have all the dates listed.
Okay.
And also on Reverb Nation and blah, blah, blah.
And you're going to be seeing some of your family down there because you are a Texas girl.
Yeah.
That's how you got your
Austin,
name.
Austin, Texas.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, I'll see my mom and I'll see my two brothers and their wives, girlfriends and all this stuff. And that should be interesting. My mom's threatening to come out to one of my shows.
Uh-huh.
If she can stay awake.
Well, the fans would love that, I bet.
Well, she... When my dad was alive, she and my dad and my brothers, they came to... one of my shows, and you still got
yeah,
me?
Yeah, we still got
and that was back when I was doing the topless with the tape across my breast.
Ooh.
And, of course, I announced from the stage, yeah, my mom taught me everything I know, and she was laughing. And,
oh, cool.
And, cool. Yeah, it was pretty crazy.
Okay. Let's see. Anything else you want to tell the Sugar Buzz readers?
That I love you. I love you, I love you, I love you, and I love Sugar Buzz, and okay. I really want to thank you and Lucky and the French girl that I can't say her
Mila
name.
Mila Reno.
That one,
that
yes.
one, yes.
Yes, for taking pictures, and it was really nice to be welcomed back by the Sugar Buzz gang at my first show at the
Good.
Redwood.
We love that.
And I love you, all you fans. Without you, I am nothing.
Okay. Thank you very much, Terry. Thank you so much.
My pleasure.
All right. Let's go rock.
Okay, I got to go out and do this thing.